I am so pleased to welcome into the studio, we've got Seth Wick and Eric Meljack. They are here as part of the High Plains Poetry Project. You know how we love authorships here on the High Plains. I want to welcome you both in the studio. Eric, welcome back, and Seth, welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the High Plains Poetry Project for anybody who has not heard about it before, Eric.
Okay, so the High Plains Poetry Project is a project or a small organization put together with Dr. Pat Tyree, who is a colleague of mine in the English Philosophy and Modern Languages Department at WT. We came together and we decided that we needed to support High Plains writers, and in an effort to support that and have readings, workshops, so on and so forth, we put together a little organization that we run just by ourselves, and we hold things like readings. We hold poetry circles last Thursday of every month. So at the end of this month, Thursday, come to Burrowing Owl Books and Canyon for our poetry circle that we have monthly. You can bring your own poems or you can bring poems of others. But we hold these events just to help support High Plains writers, get their word out there. It's been quite successful. We don't make anything from it. We do it just out of the kindness of our hearts, and we really enjoy it. So that's the kind of background of it.
So the poetry circle is on the 27th, and are they about an hour? How long are they?
They last about an hour, yeah. Okay. We go until we lose steam, so, yeah.
Wow, poets lose steam?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So we're here to talk about not just the poetry circle. You also host readings, and I've been to several of them. Canyon is just a great little short drive down from Amarillo. If you're in the Texas Panhandle, folks, this is worth the drive. We have some really fascinating writers here in this region, and we have one here live in the studio. Seth Wick, tell us a little bit about your journey as a writer.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Umbarger, Texas, on a farm. Yep. In that town, there is basically a Catholic church, liquor store, and a post office. Not a lot going on. But when I graduated from high school in Canyon, I went to WT. And then I kind of made my way around the Panhandle. I teach high school English at Boys Ranch now.
Bless your sweet little heart.
Thank you very
much. High school English. That's not easy.
It's not. They're in a really fun part of life. They're trying to figure out who they are, and it's fun to be a part of that journey.
Do you do a lot of journals? Is there a lot of journaling going on?
You know, I try something different every year. I've done journals, and I'll probably come back to journals. I didn't do them this year, but it's effective.
Variety is the spice of life.
It is.
Is it hard to get them to write? Or do you think it just flows out of some
depends,
of them?
It depends on the kid. Some people don't want to say anything. Some people think they have a lot to say, but they don't really. So it's just... writing is hard work.
Do you just sometimes come home and just have to sit in a room just silently?
Well, you know, I actually have an hour-long commute back from the ranch every day. So by the time I get home, I'm ready to hang out with my family. But it's mostly a lot of silence on the way home.
You're decompressed, fully decompressed.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. And now, Eric, just for folks that don't know, you're an assistant professor of English, and you direct the creative writing program at West Texas A&M. So
right.
Education and sharing this kind of, you know, fabulous talent that we have all across, you know, and you bring folks in from outside as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. I mean, when I got here, one of the things I noticed was that there just wasn't a organized presence. I mean, there are organizations in the region and in the area. I'm not going to say there aren't. But out of the university, there didn't seem to be anything promoting the literary arts. So I took the burden upon myself, and it's not a burden. I mean, it's a light yoke, but I just started bringing in poets. I started bringing in, writers, finding writers around the area and trying to promote it. So it's kind of like my, personal mission to keep doing this, to keep promoting writers in the area. I do it through the High Plains Poetry Project. I also do it under the auspices of our department. Whatever I can do, however I can do it, wherever I can find funding, whatever I can do, I do it to promote these writers, because the art of writing is what I'm most interested in. There are a couple of kinds of academics. Some are the research type, some are the teacher type. I'm more of the teacher type, but I'm also the artistic type. I like to listen and hear and read the art itself. So I wanted to share that part of the experience of literature with people in this region through the university and through the avenues the university gave me to do that. So I take advantage of that. Yeah.
And Seth, you are from here?
Yes, ma'am.
And you grew up here, yes. And you're still here.
I am.
And now you are teaching kids here. And I wonder, did you initially always want to be an educator, or did you just want to be a writer, or did you just figure, I want to be a writer, but this is one of the ways you can actually afford to live?
That's a good question. Actually, I wanted to be a farmer. And when I was about to graduate from high school, my dad said, get out of the business. He was leaving. And he said, there's no place really for you to do this. So I went to college. And while I was there, a professor there did a reading of Robert Frost's Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. And from then on, I said I wanted to be a writer.
And tell us a little bit about what it's like to be from a place. I mean, there seems to be a very rich history of writers. And also, I've noticed, I'm not from here, but obviously I work in a realm where you run into some very creative people. I mean, if you work for public radio, you work with a lot of academics, a lot of like thinkers, a lot of poets, philosophers. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me that anybody I talk to is very poetic. They're just naturally, and I wonder if it's this landscape. There are no trees, so you're very exposed and you're left alone with your thoughts, and so they get pretty good. Is that, I don't know, you're from here. So
well, that's a very poetic way of looking at it. Yeah. I mean, you have, I mean, for the place that I came from, Umbarger, it was really settled by German Americans in about four generations ago. So I think that probably has to do with some, they were learning, one, a new language, and that kind of passed down to a new generation. And then they were also Catholic in a very Protestant area. So I think probably that was another part of it. They had a kind of code switch between different languages, different religious paradigms. And it just, it, you know, like my dad grew up going to services in Latin. So this idea of language was ingrained in them, even though education wasn't even really a part of it.
That helps explain your sound, Seth, actually, the Germanic. You have a lot of hard,
yes. Lots of guttural noises.
Yeah, you have your consonants are very hard, and one of the things I always liked about your work was that you hit those consonants really, you know, those K's and C's really hard, and that explains it. Thank you. Finally, I got the explanation
I was looking for. I'm glad you figured it out. For me, this is just the way I talk.
In excelsis Deo. All right, so the reading that's happening this Thursday night, Burrowing Owl Bookstore, and that is located at 419 16th Street, right on the square, downtown Canyon, Texas. It's going to be from 7 to 8 p.m. Central, folks. And if you haven't attended a reading in a tiny little bookstore before, get there at 6:30, get yourself a seat, and we all hush up by 7. And it's a really intimate setting. I highly encourage anyone out there who has been writing. It's springtime. Everybody's brains are going a little cuckoo. It's a really nice way to just decompress and listen to a story. Is this the first time you've done a reading at Burrowing Owl?
Yes, other than the High Plains Poetry Project, poetry circles that we do. That's how actually I met Dr. Meljack. But yes, it'll be the first official one where I get up and at a podium and speak.
So tell us about what you normally write. Are you a short story person? Are you poetry? Tell us a little bit about your work, what you kind of gravitate towards.
I kind of dabble in everything. Depends on how the idea comes to me. So I'll write essays quite a bit or poetry. Sometimes it's just easier. An image grabs you and it just takes a form and it just kind of moves along that way. And sometimes I need an extended amount of time to tell it in story. Kind of work some idea out in a fictional setting. So it just depends on the idea.
You're very much like Raymond Carver in that way. You know, he did poetry and he did short stories and he did longer form.
One of my heroes was Robert Penn Warren, who himself a man of letters. I don't know if anybody can call themselves that these days, but I could just see that it didn't matter what he was doing. He could make art out of it. So I wanted to do that.
So if I gave you a sick beat, could you just freestyle rap it? Now you're setting it up. Well, let's talk a little bit about the reading. What is it that we want folks to come out to it, so we don't want to too much to give away, but tell us about, you know, your book, To the Exiles. You just handed this to me, and I'm so excited. It looks like kind of short stories, mostly.
Yes.
Tell us what you're going to read on Thursday, what you're looking forward to.
Well, the stories, actually I'm going to do 9 poems and a story at the reading. It's mostly, the group has been mostly focused on poetry, so I wanted to focus on that. And this book that you have in your hand, To the Exiles, I really just printed those up for this reading. You can only get them at the Burrowing Owl.
Exclusively.
So if you want a copy, you can't do it on the internet. You have to go in person and see Dallas at the Burrowing Owl. Please go do that. And even if you don't buy my book, go buy something from there. anyway, that's kind of that. I'll be doing several poems and then an excerpt from that book.
Wonderful. What do you find as a writer living the life that you live, as an educator, your father, you come from a farming background, you come from this area. Mm-hmm. What do you find are the themes that are just kind of like echoes that you that keep coming back to you that always inspire you?
Wendell Berry has this really great line. And by the way, my dad always had a copy of Wendell Berry on the toilet. This was like growing up material. But he has this line that says, laugh. Laughter is measurable. Find joy despite the facts. That's kind of what I aspire to. So depending on who you are, you can look at the Texas Panhandle and say, this is ugly. But you can say that about anywhere. I was in New York City, has the most incredible things last week. And there's a lot of ugliness. But you come here, and if you're willing to look for the joy and willing to approach everything with eyes open towards gratitude, I think you're going to find beauty everywhere. So that's kind of the big goal.
That's kind of if that's all there is, then let's keep dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So that's this Thursday night, folks. You can hear Seth read some poems, some short stories. Get in on this community, especially if you are an aspiring writer or just really like getting inspired at the beginning of the spring. Or I'm sorry, beginning of the summer, rather.
Yes.
We are in a very odd switch of seasons.
We're transitioning here. Yeah.
It's pretty intense. The switch of seasons is intense here. Yeah. Not only does my weird ankle start making me uncomfortable, everything gets really weird.
My eyes itch. Yeah. You know,
especially this year. Yeah. More Excellent. Rain than usual.
Well, we're very excited that this Burrowing Owl is hosting this event. For folks that don't know about this space, can you tell us a little bit about Burrowing Owl Bookstore, Eric?
Yeah, so Dallas Bell, who owns the Burrowing Owl Bookstore, is just so kind to me and Dr. Tyree, the High Plains Poetry Project, and the university. She allows her space for free. She opens it up and allows us to hold these readings in these circles there. Burrowing Owl is this small little bookstore in this place called Canyon. It was shortlisted for one of the best bookstores in the state of Texas in a national publication. So it's a pretty good bookstore. I highly encourage people in this area to go down there and just visit the bookstore. She has such a wonderful collection of things to buy, used and new. And just so everybody knows, she's going to be opening a location up in Amarillo itself at the Summit, 34th and Coulter. And in the future, the goal is to hold some of our High Plains Poetry Project events up in Amarillo and then also in Canyon, so that people who might not be able to get to Canyon can come to the one in Amarillo and so on and so forth. So it's a great bookstore. Dallas Bell is just a wonderful woman to share that space with us, and I just appreciate it, and I hope everybody can go there and support her, and even if you're just browsing, just see what's there. It's great.
All right, folks, this Thursday, do not miss it. Seth Wick's going to do a reading with the High Plains Poetry Project, Burrowing Owl Bookstore down in Canyon at 419 16th Street. Please do be smart. Get there at 6:30, for real, for real. I ain't joking. If you don't want to sneak in late, weasel your way behind all the things when the reading has already started, and it starts pretty much at 7 sharp. Seth and Eric, thank you so much for coming in and sharing some time with us, and I just love that this is happening. I think High Plains just really loves, you know, we've got the readers, the radio readers thing. People, we got a bunch of readers that listen to this. So I hope we get a big crowd and knock down some of those shelves.
Yeah, let's move shelves.
Let's move shelves. Sorry, Dallas. I didn't mean for it to go there. Yeah. All right. Well, you mentioned laughing at life and joy. Let's hear some Billie Holiday. Here's Laughing at Life. Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you.